This is Infants on Thrones, the philosophies of men mingled with humor. We are the Quorum.
Welcome back to Infants on Thrones. I'm Glenn Ostlund, and first, I want to just acknowledge something, okay? Now, there's been, and I'm going to be a little cryptic about this, intentionally. There has been some conflict on Facebook over the past several days involving some very well-known people in this weird little Exmo community of ours, if it really is even a community, or really even is predominantly Exmos, whatever. So if you know what I'm talking about, then you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, really don't worry about it. It just means that it's not that important to you, and it really doesn't have to be. But people have come to us and asked if the Infants are going to do any kind of a smackdown about what's been going on. And, you know, honestly, I really don't think so. It's a super emotionally charged issue, and we all want to see how it plays out over the next few weeks. But I mention it because it is the inspiration for what I've written, recorded, and published here today. So, with no further ado, remember when we were all Mormons? Well, some of you never were, but what was it that bound us together as such a tight-knit community? It was our shared culture, right? And probably our parents forcing us to go, but it was a shared culture, our shared beliefs, shared values. And then in leaving Mormonism, we sort of...
That one's for you, Heather.
We sort of threw all those things in the shredder. And maybe now we're left sifting through that confetti, wondering which pieces should we keep and which should we just burn? I don't know. I feel like that sometimes. So this raises the question for me. Do you believe in life after love? If this weird little Exmo community is really any kind of community at all, what is it that binds us together? What are our shared values and what motivates our actions? Are we motivated by kindness towards others? By a dogged pursuit of capital T truth, no matter who gets their feelings hurt in the process? By fear of missing out on something or being excluded or shamed or ridiculed in any way? Are we motivated by conflict or a voyeuristic propensity to watch the world burn? Propensity, by the way, means a leaning towards, a propensity towards. Now, I vividly remember studying this as a vocabulary word with my friend Travis Jacobson, sophomore year of high school. It's like propensity, like a drooping propeller on a grounded helicopter that's leaning towards the ground. Propensity, propeller, propensity. I hope I never forget that memory. It was awesome. But anyway, one of the sources for our former shared Mormon values is something called the Articles of Faith. So I thought, now that we've sort of run that faith through the shredder along with everything else, what would those articles look like today? You know, what would be our articles of non-faith? So I wrote them down, and I'm going to read them to you right now, side by side with the actual articles of faith that, you know, the audio I got from LDS.org. It's such a rich resource of material for Infants on Thrones. But there's more to this that I want to ask of you. So I'm going to make another survey, because I love surveys, right? And I'm going to ask you listeners who are interested to chime in. So you're first going to hear on this episode what my articles of non-faith would be, or in other words, what the values are that I hope to live my life by. And then I want to know, what are yours? Have you really even put much thought into it? And would you be willing to share that? Because in about 2 months, at the end of July, Infants on Thrones will be at Sunstone again in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I would love to do a presentation that shows a revised articles of non-faith and includes the most common values and comments from you, our listeners. I think that would be really interesting. So, if you'd like to participate, go to the website and look for the values survey under the survey tab. But now, all you have to do is listen to this.
The Articles of Faith of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
We believe in God, the Eternal Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost.
The Articles of Non-Faith
by some guy who does a podcast from his house.
We believe that God, the Eternal Father, and His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost are human constructs that can lead to goodness or to evil, depending on how these constructs are used. In that regard, they're really no different than any other gods from any other religious traditions.
We believe that men will be punished for their own sins and not for Adam's transgression.
We believe that men and women are responsible for the consequences of their own actions and the impact that those actions have on themselves and on anyone else that's impacted by their actions, either directly or indirectly. But they're not responsible for the actions of any characters, fictional or otherwise, from any story, fictional or otherwise. Hashtag duh.
Hashtag duh.
Hashtag duh.
We believe that through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel.
We believe that the atonement of Christ is a human construct that traces its origin back to the scapegoating beliefs and practices at least as old as ancient Syria in the 24th century BC. The idea of the atonement is a survival of a very early religious tradition that can lead to goodness or to evil depending on how this construct is used.
We believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are, first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Second, repentance. Third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins. Fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost.
We believe that the first six principles of living a moral and fulfilling life are first, kindness to others, you know, avoiding harm as much as possible and rectifying the harm that we unavoidably cause to others. This naturally extends to people who have different beliefs than we do. Second, being fair and just with all people, again, regardless of our differences. Third, having integrity, being trustworthy and loyal not only to our friends, but to the shared common interests of all humanity. Fourth, a healthy but skeptical respect for cross-cultural traditions, customs, norms, and common sense wisdom that have come before us and been passed down through traditions. You know, there's something good to be found in every tradition, and we seek after these things. Fifth, vigilant attention to maintaining our personal health in physical, mental, emotional, and/or spiritual aspects of our lives. And sixth, a commitment to support the principles of liberty and to oppose principles of oppression. You know, so these are our six principles of living a moral life. You know, imagine there's an elephant.
We believe that a man must be called of God by prophecy and by the laying on of hands by those who are in authority to preach the gospel and administer in the ordinances thereof.
We believe that respect and authority must be earned as a result of living the six principles of a moral life, and that anyone seeking respect and authority must model and adhere to those six principles in his or her daily life.
We believe in the same organization that existed in the primitive church, namely apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and so forth.
We believe that social organizations play a vitally important role in the survival and advancement of the human race, and we urge all social organizations, religious or otherwise, to follow the six principles of moral life as outlined above.
We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation, visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth.
We believe in the gift of education, careful evaluation of data, a willingness to recognize and acknowledge our own failures and limitations, and an effort to continuously learn from others. Yada, yada, yada.
We believe the Bible to be the Word of God, as far as it is translated correctly. We also believe the Book of Mormon to be the Word of God.
We believe the Bible to be a compilation of traditional stories and value systems comparable to other such scriptures from other religious traditions such as the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, the Vedas, the Kojiki and Nihon Shoki, and many others. We also believe the Book of Mormon to be pseudepigrapha, comparable to 3rd Maccabees and 4th Maccabees and the Ethiopian Book of Enoch, the Psalms of Solomon, the Pearl of Great Price, and other texts whose claimed author is not the true author, but that still models the style and stories and values established in more traditional precedent scripture.
We believe all that God has revealed, all that He does now reveal, and we believe that He will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
We believe that human understanding of the universe is severely limited by the relatively rudimentary 3 pounds of gray matter that we all carry around with us inside our heads, our brains. And that the things that we think that we know are but a mere fraction of what is actually knowable. There's much more knowledge ahead of us yet to be revealed through careful study and collaboration than there has ever been behind us in the past.
We believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes, that Zion, the New Jerusalem, will be built upon the American continent, that Christ will reign personally upon the earth, and that the earth will be renewed and receive its paradisiacal glory.
We believe that the concept of a literal gathering of Israel upon which Mormonism was established is a dangerous and racist ideology that functions to establish a false sense of supremacy among Mormon people. It's not in harmony with the 6 principles of moral life and therefore must be rejected as a foundation upon which to build an identity. And instead, it must be understood as a historical curiosity from which we are well to have been separated.
We claim the privilege of worshiping Almighty God according to the dictates of our own conscience, and allow all men the same privilege, let them worship how, where, or what they may.
We claim the privilege of pursuing a moral life according to the dictates of our own educated conscience, and we encourage all men and women to pursue the same, living with kindness, fairness, integrity, respect for cross-cultural traditions, healthy living, and liberty over oppression. Let them pursue those moral principles how or where they may.
We believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates, in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law.
We believe in an active democracy, demanding the highest moral principles from our leaders, and maintaining the checks and balances established to protect our liberties and to tremendously prevent dictatorial oppression.
We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men.
To all men. Indeed, we may say that we follow the admonition of Paul. We believe all things. We hope all things. We have endured many things and hope to be able to endure all things. If there is anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, we seek after these things.
We believe in being honest, true, chaste-ish, benevolent, virtuous-ish, and in doing good to all men and women. Indeed, we may say that we follow the admonition of Paul,
try to see it my way,
or Ringo, or George, or John. We believe all things. We hope all things. We have endured many things and hope to be able to endure all things. If there is anything moral, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, we seek after these things, except that we really mean it.
Some suppose that they were preset and cannot overcome what they feel are inborn tendencies toward the impure and the unnatural.
Sorry, Buddy Boyd, but love is love, no matter where you point it. So there you go. Those are my articles of non-faith, and you know, I just wrote them today. It took me a couple of hours to do. I haven't gone through and really vetted these out. There are probably flaws in here, and I'm sure that several of you will pick out the flaws. Go ahead. Fine. I'll accept it. But if you'd like to participate in this, please go to the survey, fill out information in the value survey, and then I'll use that for my Sunstone presentation in July. You know, the other thing I do want to say about this before I end is that I recognize that these values are an ideal to strive towards and not necessarily ones that I have really done that great of a job with before. But you know, as I'm sitting down and forcing myself to ask, you know, what is the moral compass that I want to guide my life? These are the things that I want to be, even if I'm not quite there yet. So, you know, just anticipating people go, well, you don't do that. You don't do that. You don't do that. You said that. That's why I didn't put don't be a hypocrite on there, because, you know, I'm going to fail.
Hi, this is John DeLynn from Logan, Utah, and I am a douchebag. You can comment on this episode on the website, infantsonthrones.com. And if you really like what you hear, give the Quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes. I did. Anyone for the closing prayer?
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.